You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
The Age is reporting exclusively this morning that the beleaguered Casey Council is a step closer to being sacked. It's been long speculated when the state government might step in and actually stand down these councillors. A key government investigator apparently recommended the dismissal of the council in the wake of the Anti-Corruption Commission inquiry. We've contacted virtually every single councillor from Casey Council this morning, and pretty much the only one who's prepared to speak to us this morning is Councillor Rosalie Crestani. She was part of the Rise Up Australia party, which is currently voluntarily deregistered at the moment. She joins you now. Councillor Crestani, good morning.
Hi Virginia, lovely to talk to you.
Have you heard the saying that you're all about to be stood down?
Well, I actually haven't seen the report. I know that it was meant to be passed on the 11th of February to Minister Somerick. So without having read it, I was just made aware this morning of the article.
Were all of you interviewed as part of this, putting together this report?
So we had it open to meet with the monitor, and I quickly made an appointment. I had nothing to hide, and I wanted to sit down and talk with Lorinda, if she was able to talk. And it was a really good conversation, actually, and she's a very smart woman. So I do look forward to the report. I think it'll be interesting to see what she has to say. If it does suggest that, I would caution anyone to make any knee-jerk reactions about Casey, because, for one thing, the IBAC investigation has not seen a resolution yet. In Australia, we believe in fair process, and so any type of lynch mob is just not palpable to a democratic society. We have to allow people to have a fair process regardless of who's been interviewed and who hasn't, and then let the commissioner have a final say on this, and then there's a bit more to say by the minister. But look, I'll hear what he has to say next week or when he plans to mention anything about Casey, but from what I gather, he's a reasonable man, and I hope that there's real wisdom applied here, because make no mistake, there are innocent people involved here. And it's just not a good look to sack innocent people as well. So
okay.
I hope that there is real consideration. And we're just about to see a new Local Government Act pass, which may give the ability for the minister to deal with individuals.
Okay, let me just jump in if I can.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. What do you mean by real consideration? Do you mean you don't think the council should be disbanded and councillors stood down?
I think that their process should be allowed to be considered, and the investigation to come to a resolution first before
okay.
anyone.
How do we do business at Casey Council?
Well, I think overall very efficiently, and I won't comment on all that other stuff that's being investigated. But we are a very efficient council. We run very lean and very well.
Are you a corrupt council?
I think overall no. But I always hope, obviously it's alleged at the moment.
Yes.
So we have to wait for the process to continue and to fair process to be applied. But what I'm saying is that I do want us to be above board and everything running well, and there'll be no corruption part of the council. I want that. So I hope that if it does get exposed, if there's anything finally resolved, that it gets out and then we can all move on. But I'm just wanting a reasonable approach to be applied to the city of Casey on a broad approach.
Okay.
It's not fair to take innocent people to task. And, if someone has a position of influence over someone and they damage an innocent person wherever they lie, that's on them. So I'm asking for caution, that's all.
Okay. And really good to hear your voice on that this morning. Councillor Rosalie Crestani, thank you.
Thank you.
The councillor is from Casey Council, and yes, we are waiting to hear what the relevant minister, Adam Somerick, says now that report by the monitor, Lorinda Gardner, has been handed to him apparently, and according to The Age today, has recommended the sacking of the council.